بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد وعن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول وجبت محبة الله على من أغضب فحلو. We end this chapter with the discussion of controlling one's anger and the rewards for one that controls one. Ulama say insan, every human being has anger in him. But what is required is for us to use this anger in the correct way and to control it. Using it in the correct way, for example, the hadith says, "Man ahabba lillah wa abghadha lillah wa aata lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqbala al-iman." A person that loves for Allah's sake and hates for Allah's sake. On the battlefield, for example, there a person is angry for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When stopping someone from doing some wrong, and then a person is angry for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so sometimes he comes out very sternly in his talks or in stopping that wrong, it is for the pleasure of Allah, nothing personal. So there it is praiseworthy, it is required. And where it is for one's own personal self, my ego was dented and my pride was deflated, so then there, a person needs to control his anger. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala's love, Allah's love becomes necessary, compulsory for that person that was angered and then he became tolerant. Whatever difficulty was placed upon him and he suppressed his anger. He suppressed his anger in that situation. Ulama say that it is not in a situation where a person can't express his anger. This is where he can express his anger. For example, his wife, his children, his employees, over people that he has authority, and there he can overstep the mark and he can become physically abusive, verbally abusive, mentally abusive he can become. But at that moment in time, he makes sabr. There is an incident that our pious mashayikh mentioned of a man that came home one day, and when he put the food in his mouth, then immediately he realized that the food had no taste and there was no salt in the food. And he wanted to shout his wife, but then he thought that this is also Allah Ta'ala's slave and she's also someone's daughter. So why should I shout her? At that moment in time, Allah Ta'ala made him think like this, that if I'm going to shout her, then she's also someone's daughter. I won't want someone to behave like this with my own daughter. So he made sabr at that moment in time. And that became the source of his maghfirat and then in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So often that tolerance gains a person forgiveness. Also, it is mentioned in the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will call a person that suppressed his anger for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala ru'usil khalaiq, in front of every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah. And Allah Ta'ala will tell him that now choose any hur of Jannat because of suppressing your anger. So that is one great favor also. And in the last hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Laysa shadeelu bi sur'ah. Very famous hadith. A strong man is not someone that can floor another person, can drop him down. Innama shadeelu alladhi yamliku nafsan wa inda al-ghadab. A strong man in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person that really can control his anger at the time when he becomes angry. And once again we said, when will a person want to express his anger? When he knows that he has the upper hand and when he knows he has the power, for example, over his wife and his subordinate. At that time, for a person to swallow that anger, then it is very, very virtuous and the rewards are by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person, many men have this problem of controlling one's anger, like Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that you shouldn't even get angry. Anger shouldn't come close to you. So this is something that deals with one's spiritual self. One should go to the mashayikh, to the senior mashayikh, whoever one is linked to or comfortable with, and make sure that we remedy this problem if we are suffering from it. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.